Sir Andrew Davis, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Oh, thank you very much. It's great to be here again.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you. You're leading a program called Mozart and Rachmaninoff, and it brings you together with another old friend, pianist Louis Lortie. Am I right that you conducted his TSO debut when he was a teenager back in the 70s?
Indeed, it was in 1978, and we did some concerts in Toronto immediately before our trip to China, which, as you know, was a very historic tour by the orchestra because at that time, you know, China was pretty much closed off. We had an extraordinary time, I must say, you know, and they treated us royally. I remember I've got some marvelous photos of me and Maureen Forrester at the Great Wall of China. And we started in Beijing and there were three concerts. And the first two were in not an enormous hall. And a lot of the people there seemed to be, you know, the party faithful. But on the day of the second concert, they said the third concert, which was to be 2 days later, would be held in a different venue. And we said, where? And they said, in the stadium. So 2 days later, we played to 26,000 people all wearing the same clothes, except for my manager in New York, who had a crimson suit. And that was a great trip, and Louis was one with the other soloists. It was Maureen, of course, who was a towering figure in Canadian music, and then Louis, who was an 18-year-old kid. And he's performed a great deal with the Toronto Symphony since, of course. I mean, it's a long time ago, and he's performed with me and all over the world, too. And so he's a good friend, and I love making music with him. So that'll be a reunion that will bring me great joy. And I'm also doing the Rachmaninoff Symphonic Dances, which I think is by far Rachmaninoff's greatest piece. It's the last piece he wrote. And I think it's one of the most extraordinary, powerful pieces in the whole symphonic repertoire. And we start the program with, Alban Berg, the composer of Wozzeck and Lulu, and of course the violin concerto. His first published work, his Opus 1, was a piano sonata, which Louis is going to play in a little sort of pre-concert recital, whatever you want to say, right before the concert. And then we open the concert with an orchestration that I did of this piece for full orchestra. So
yeah, I was going to say, you've been arranging again. Because yes. I remember, of course, your Mega Messiah from a few years back, which was loads of fun.
Well, in fact, my... That's the first thing I've done since the Mega Messiah. I don't sort of go arranging pieces all the time, but I was going to record the violin concerto with James Ennis, which we did in London. And we also did the Berg three pieces for orchestra. This was the BBC Symphony Orchestra. And I had this idea that there have been other orchestrations of the sonata, but... none that really did the piece credit, in my opinion. So I thought, well, I think I could do better than that. So I had to go, and I was happy with the recording. And so I'm very happy to be bringing this. It will be this orchestration's North American premiere. So
excellent, excellent. Well, I also wanted to say a belated congratulations on the Juno Award for your wonderful recording with the TSO of Massenet's Thaïs. This was a recording made about 2.5 years ago when the TSO was between music directors. Peter Ungen had stepped down. They hadn't yet secured the next music director. And it was such a testament to the family relationship that you have with the TSO that they were able to call on you to be the interim artistic director, which I imagine adds some, you know, extra meaning to this recording. But I remember also from speaking to you back then that this project in particular, performing the entire opera Thaïs, was very close to your heart. So how has it felt to receive this kind of recognition for your performance?
Well, I must say I was delighted with the performances and how the recording came out. And it was a great showcase for Erin Wall, the wonderful Canadian soprano who, as you know, passed away, whom I miss sorely, I must say. And she first sang it with me in the Edinburgh Festival. I don't know, several years ago, and made a deep impression on everybody then. Funnily enough, as you know, I've been the music director and chief conductor of the Lyric Opera in Chicago for 21 years, which has been another great blessing for me. But in the early years of the 20th century, it was the most popular opera. It got more performances in Chicago than any other opera. And it's a piece that sort of disappeared from the mainstream repertoire for a while. It was sort of, Massenet, I think in general, was rather unfashionable. You know, Debussy, who had quite an acid tongue, called Massenet La Petite Fille de Gounod, Gounod's little daughter. Which is very, very rude, but Massenet at his best is extremely powerful, and Thaïs is, I think, one of the most extraordinary of all his operas. And so it was wonderful to have get the forces of the Toronto Symphony and the Mendelssohn Choir and a great team of soloists, most of whom were Canadian, to perform what I think is one of the great masterpieces of the operatic repertoire. And so the fact that it was awarded a Juno was a great tribute to all the artistry that went into the making of that recording, and as I say, especially Erin.
Absolutely. Well, Sir Andrew Davis, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday night at the TSO, and we very much look forward to your return to Toronto.
Thank you very much. I can't wait to be in Toronto again. It's been far too long.